You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. My name is Jessica Spoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We're an organization in Somerset County, New Jersey, that offers free services for people who have witnessed or experienced dating, domestic, or sexual violence. We work with children, teens, and adults. Today's question is, Dear Ava, is it rape if two people are married? The short answer is yes. It doesn't matter what relationship somebody's in, whether it's a short-term partnership, a marriage that's long-term, whatever it might be, a person can choose to assault or rape another person. There always has to be consent for every sexual action. So first, let's define rape. It's a kind of sexual assault, and it means penetration or inserting something into someone else's body without permission. And this can happen to anyone of any gender, of any sexual orientation. And again, even if it's somebody, two people who have been together for a really long time, you always need consent for every action. So let's talk about what consent is. So consent has to be freely given, which means that there's no pressure or threats or guilt going into any action that's sexual. Consent also has to be reversible. So reversible means any party can change their mind at any time during sexual activity. That's part of what being human is. You're allowed to make choices and take them away for your own safety or well-being, or maybe just because you want to. Consent has to be informed. So that means that there are no tricks, that everybody's on the same page. Nobody is removing birth control or protection without letting the other person know and getting their full free consent. That's just one example that we hear of a lot. You also have to be aware of what's going on. So if somebody agreed to sexual activity with someone else and didn't understand what was happening, that means you couldn't give your informed consent. There has to be a conversation going on, no matter if someone is more experienced than another person. Consent also has to be that everyone agrees and is of age and can give consent. So for example, not being intoxicated, you can't be asleep, you can't be unconscious or pressured or threatened, and you have to be of age. And age will change depending on what state you're in or what country you're in. So look up the consent laws for your area. And then consent also has to be specific. So that means given for every action. So if you're going into sexual activity with someone else, you're not agreeing to everything all at once. You also can't plan ahead to engage in sexual activity because you have to be able to change your mind and take that back if you want to. No matter if it's a married couple, people who have been together for a long time, people who have been together for no time or very little time, it doesn't matter. You always need consent. And yes, the other person can choose to sexually assault the other person. There are still some countries in the world that either don't recognize marital rape as a crime, or marital rape is taken less seriously. And within the last 30 to 40 years, a lot of countries, including states in the United States, have changed their views on this and have instituted more punishment for marital rape. So this is a serious issue because, again, sexual assault can happen to anyone in any relationship, and survivors deserve support and respect, and everybody has the right to consent or not consent to sexual activity. To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122 for supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-Ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.